latest team news from clubcall.com.
Well, a very warm welcome along to Wednesday's busy Newcastle Bulletin. First up, and John Joe Shelby admits that the club's clash with Leeds should be a great occasion, but insists he is prepared to win ugly at St James's. With Newcastle now playing catch-up at the top of the Championship behind Brighton, Shelby doesn't care how the Magpies start picking up points. Speaking ahead of the crunch promotion clash with Leeds, Shelby said, "When we went down to Elland Road, it was bouncing. It's going to be a great game to play in and a great occasion. It doesn't matter how you play on the night at this crucial stage of the season. It's about getting the points. That's what we need to do against Leeds. Friday night is another game and one we are looking forward to." Moving on, and on loan winger Christian Atsu is determined to get the team promoted this season to restore pride in the club and reward the fans for their tireless support. The Chelsea player came on in the second half against Wigan and contributed to a crucial victory for the club. Atsu referenced the turmoil the fans suffered when being relegated from the Premier League last season, but has assured the faithful that their support is playing a big role in their promotion charge. He said, "It's always like that in the Championship, and it can be in the Premier League. Nothing is easy. The fans will be happy with the win. No game is going to be easy, but we thank them for their support. We keep moving forward and aim to make them proud." Finally, to some potential transfer news, and it's believed that boss Rafa Benitez could be lining up a swoop for Stoke skipper Ryan Shawcross should the team win promotion to the top flight. Benitez has not been shy in flashing the cash since arriving last season, bringing a host of new faces to St James's in a bid to boost his side's Championship promotion hopes. He is now looking ahead to next season and is believed to have identified Shawcross as the perfect man to add extra steel to his backline.